it's always like, you're what's wrong with wrestling, and we don't. It's just like, okay, I like the product, but sure.
You're like, dang, yeah. Okay, I just had a thought. Pardon me for having a thought.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! Where today we've got the most exciting show ready for you. Are you ready to go? I'll take that as a yes. Joining me in the back of the canoe is my tried and true Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
In the back of the canoe?
You're in the back. You got to steer.
I got to steer?
I need your help. I'm tired. Aww. I'm getting tired.
You had a long month.
I have had a long month.
Yeah.
It's been a long life of this month.
Oh, my God.
I've just been traveling so much. Yeah. My time zone is completely out of whack. I've been getting up at 6 a.m. every day.
Did you bring that Florida heat here?
You know, I probably did.
No, I think it's the fire.
Packed it in the canoe. You know, just brought it with. I was like, let's go. No, I literally have gotten so much stuff done at the top of my day now that it's like 10 a.m. And I'm like, well, now what? Because like, what? I've just been up so early. It's wild.
I do that for work. I get up. I have to be at work early. So I'm like an early person at night. I'm fighting to stay up because I have to edit. So.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. You're a busy bee.
Yep.
Keeping it busy. Speaking of somebody else who's busy, fun fact about this person is we actually met in a completely different state and then found out that we are essentially neighbors. So welcome in the canoe today, my good friend, Linksy Cat.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. Isn't that crazy how you
I know, we literally travel? Drove to a different, well, I drove, I don't know if you drove, but we drove to a different state and it was just like, oh, I live here. Oh, I live right behind you. And it truly is. Like, I looked down at my map and I was like, huh, that's interesting. Okay.
You're like, huh, we literally are in the same place.
It was serendipitous.
It truly was. Yeah. I love that word.
Yeah.
Ah, I love that word. It's such a good one. But yeah, it's wild how you are in the same areas, you do the same things, you have the same interests, and then sometimes you just, it's a missed connection.
You just don't meet people,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Had to drive 4.5 hours to do it.
Exactly. It's crazy how that happens sometimes. And also what's really strange is that like, I was getting fed your content for a while.
Which is, it's always shocking when people say that to me, because I'm like, me?
Yeah.
Really? Because I'm like, I'm this big in a pond this large. So it's always shocking.
I used to feel that way too, except for I feel like when you're like newer or you're not like my Instagram account's been up since like 2012, I think I checked the other day. Mm-hmm. And Instagram does not prioritize people that are old. Yeah. So
they truly don't.
They're like, oh, you've been here for a while. You've been consistent. Screw you. They're like, we're not going to push your content. Yeah, no. So it's like every time I start like a new account, not that like you're supposed to do that, but like anytime I do that, the engagement is like through the roof. So
you're like, oh, you're actively trying to do something right now in this moment. Here's everybody.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, new person. Let's get you addicted by giving you all the good things right away. So yeah, I was getting a lot of your Banjo and Kazooie cosplay. And I think that's also because like I'm aware of the games.
Right.
Used to play the games. Not very well, mind you. I was very, very young. But I used to watch my brother play them. And so when I saw you cosplaying that, I was like...
It's so funny for me because the only reason that even happened is I'm sitting in the car like talking about like, you need to do a casual cosplay. What's it gonna be? And I am plagued with indecision because I'm like, what if I do the wrong thing? And then people aren't gonna... Because like, you know, you cosplay to like make friends with people that like the same stuff you do. So I'm like,
exactly.
I gotta pick the thing that people also like that I can talk a lot about. And yeah, I'm like got to the point. I'm having this like 3 hour long conversation. I start crying and I'm like, aww. I just want to be the bear and the bird. No. And my partner was like, what? And I was like, I just want to be Banjo-Kazooie. He's like, okay, do that then. Yeah. So I like went on this like 3 or 4 month journey to just make it. And everyone's like, Banjo-Kazooie and the big 225. And I'm like, yes, I have not let go of it since I was a kid. You know, I watched my mom play it growing up because I was 5 when it came out.
Yeah.
So it just became like the thing. Everyone's like, wow, I also love that thing. And I'm like, yes.
You're like, I made the right choice.
Yeah, pretty basically, because I was like, I just wanted to make friends.
Aww.
And it's been like the best thing that ever happened because everyone wants to talk about it and also loves it as much as I do. So it's great. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a great choice. And like, also, I feel like I have not seen anybody do it like at all, I think, in the time that I've been here. Yeah. Like, I think I've seen two separate people do, like, banjo and then kazooie, because it's, like, the bird.
Yeah, someone's always on their back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's, like, I've seen people do it, but not quite to the same extent that you did. So it, like, really stood out. And, like, oh, yeah, it is super cute. So it was a really good choice. And as somebody who goes by Dare Bear, I always will love a cosplayer that dresses as bears.
My stream mascot is also a bear.
No way!
Yeah, his name's Dave. I dress him up as Luigi, because Luigi's always been, like, my favorite.
Oh.
So. Yeah, bears are also very synonymous with me.
This is why we're friends.
Yes,
this is why out. Right
was,
here.
I've been telling everyone, I don't know if this is weird, but I was like, there was this beautiful angel woman I met in Las Vegas. I feel like we're gonna be really good friends.
An angel woman? Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Like, she fell down from the skies above, dressed as Vampirella in a rubber band. Right? Wasn't that the name?
No, you were Red Sonja that day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, Red. Okay, yeah.
But I was like, and she made the bikini. I can't. I'm just like, this is ever. We're gonna be good friends.
And I will never do it again because it was so much work.
It looks great.
I might do just like pauldrons or something much smaller, but like the whole thing, I was like, I'm not good with patterns. I don't know why I signed up for this. But I did it, and it's all good. What also is like really funny is you had just mentioned like picking something that like you could talk about for hours with people.
Yeah.
The first time I ever did Vampirella was because Ash told me to do it. And she was like, you can just tell people you did it because the costume's really fun. And like for the first year of doing Vampirella, that's all I knew about it is that it was a hot vampire. And I was like, yeah, just I'm a hot vampire. No one once ever asked me about the lore of it.
That's crazy.
So I don't know if that's just my audience is that they're just like, looks good, is good.
Did you know there's a movie?
I did know eventually.
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she played Princess Katana in the first Mortal Kombat movie. Back in the 90s. And she was a Bond girl, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. For her. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you are watching this and you're a newer cosplayer, you don't. It doesn't always have to be stuff you know a lot about, but, like, it helps. It helps when people are like, so what are you? And you're just like...
I'm hot.
Yeah. I came as hot. Like, it's the cosplay of hot.
Which is also valid. Cosplay's for everyone, so...
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I feel like we have a lot of cosplayers on the show that talk about, like, things that make them delulu, whether it's, like, they feel like the cosplay trajectory has changed, or, like, they feel like they can't make as much money doing it. And I'm very curious to hear if, since I only know you in the context of cosplay, if you do have a cosplay delulu, or if you've got something way off kilter that's just been, like, running rampant through your mind.
This is always so funny to tell people, because they always go, you know it's fake, right? But I love... professional wrestling. So it's like the one thing I know an alarming amount about, and people are always like, really? And then I have to go into this, well, you see, and then I tell them a bunch of stuff and they don't understand any of it, and I'm just like, no, really, I trust me, it's good.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I never would have guessed wrestling.
Yeah, no, neither would I have when I was 24 and decided I was going to start liking that.
Yeah. So yeah. Where's the beginning of this? Like, how did you get introduced?
So my boyfriend at the time was like kind of sort of getting back into wrestling. He watched it as a kid. He was really into it. And I remember being a kid and just being like, that's a boy thing. Mm. So I'm not allowed to like it, which is a silly thing to think. But he was just like, yeah, I think you would really be into this. You like a lot of like silly goofy things, and it's like goofy and it's like just a fun story, you should just get into it. And I was like, that sounds dumb.
Oh
no, I don't want to watch it. He's like, no, really, like Money in the Bank just happened and like WrestleMania was good this year, and I'm like, none of that means anything to me. So finally, you know, I'm at home by myself and I was like, okay, I'll throw on a Monday Night Raw, whatever, I'll give it a shot. I'm watching, and it's this Fatal 4-Way at the time. And this guy walks out onto the stage and everyone starts freaking out because he was like coming back from an injury. And he's standing at the top of the ramp and he rips off he had on this full tux. He rips off the tux after coming out like James Bond. And everyone's freaking out. I was like, what is happening?
Oh,
what is this? Turned out it was this guy named Cesaro. He gets in the ring and he picks up a dude by his feet and starts spinning him around in a big circle. And I was like, I don't understand what's happening, but I know it looks cool.
Yeah.
And suddenly I was like, all right, I gotta go further into this. And then it was just kind of like, oh, this is my entire personality now.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I'm obsessed.
Yeah,
I
it was great.
That.
So was I.
Yeah. So then did you get into wrestling while you had the ex-boyfriend, or was it like after you and him had split?
No, it was for a while we were together. I was with him for like 10 years, so this was like the latter 5 years of our relationship. But he was like, yeah, there's this guy. His name's Finn Balor. I think you'd really like him. He does this thing where he comes out as a demon. He's dressed in all this demon stuff. You should check him out. And so I looked up like his intro, like the entrance ramp, like a thing you do before you get into the ring. Mm-hmm. He's literally crawling around with like full body paint. He's got on this huge headdress. Wow. He's crawling on the ground like a demon to get into the ring. And then he just starts running train on this other dude. And I'm just like, okay. I guess I'm in love with this man now, and he's been my favorite wrestler ever since.
You're like, and that guy's mine. Yeah, I'm obsessed with him now.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, I love that. Yeah. That's perfect, though, that like you two, or you had him to like kind of help like walk you through and give you the lore, and then also like cherry pick what things to watch. Because I think a lot of times when we get interested in something, if you don't have the right person guiding you, you can very quickly fall out of it.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Because like, it, you've got to find like the right flavor of that thing. Like the example for me is anime. Recently, I've been taking a lot of anime requests, and I'll start something and I'm like, ugh, this is not a very good anime. Mm-hmm. And then one of my friends will be like, no, watch this one next. And I'm like, okay. And then that one's great. You know, so you kind of have to like, you need the all-knowing to just show you like, go this way, watch this next,
exactly.
Watch this performer. Because otherwise then, you get kind of like caught up in the wrong flavor that's not your preferred.
Right. And for that, it's like wrestling's been around forever. Like my dad talks about watching wrestling as a kid, and he's like, well, then I realized it was fake, so I didn't care anymore. I'm like, okay, whatever, man. That's kind of the point. That's the fun part.
Yeah.
But, there's a dump. My dad's my best friend, so like he goes to wrestling stuff with me still to this day, where he's like, I don't know what's happening, but this is awesome, and I'm happy that you're happy.
Nice.
And, you know, there's like a bunch of things like WWE and AEW. That's my shirt I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
I went to in my wallet outside, I still carry around the very first ticket stub of the first ever AEW show they did on television.
Oh, wow.
So I was so excited I was there. I was like, I'm here on the ground floor. It's going to be awesome. And it is.
Yeah.
And I watch like New Japan Pro Wrestling and stuff like that. So I watch a little bit of everything. But there are a lot of fans that are like, you either pick one or the other and you got to pick sides. And I'm like, no, it's like, it's all cool. And it's all just half naked men doing their thing. Like, that, it doesn't change across promotions or anything like that. So
you know,
I just like it.
It's weird because when I was a kid, I watched it.
Yeah.
WWF when it was WF, and when I got older, I'm like, it's fake. I'm like, whatever. I fell out of it.
Yeah.
But now that we got a lot of women wrestlers, and they're awesome. They're doing some
Rhea
stuff.
Ripley, my beloved.
Oh, mommy!
Don't even start,
mommy. Oh my God, that woman can do anything she wants to me. Ah, she can put me in a choke. That's another. That's a separate.
I also have that feeling though, so I get you.
Yeah.
You
know? But I'm like, there's a lot more women. Like back then, like I remember when like Lita was a thing, and then China was a thing, and
I love Lita.
All right, and like, what about the rest of it? And I love how it is now. So, like, I do catch a little bit of it here and there. But, back then there wasn't really a lot. So, I'm like, what's the appeal of this? This is not for men.
It's a soap opera. It really is.
It
it's
is
like
a
the
soap
longest
opera.
Running television soap opera of all time. Because, like, where are you going to get, like, a band of evil cheerleaders that beat you up in the ring or a dead dude who's controlled by the urn of a former cult leader or, you know, like, it's just goofy fun.
Yeah.
It's so not about, like, the wrestling, even though it is. Because, like, if you watch, there's some statistic that WrestleMania this year was, like, 3 hours of wrestling and, like, 18 hours of production. So, like, wrestling's almost kind of irrelevant to wrestling. Like, that's fun.
Right,
but that's not the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's just like with anything. You don't want to watch, like, 4 hours of, like, the same thing over and over again. Like, you need a little bit of, like, why do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, it's the same thing with, like, writing a book or, like, singing a song. It's like, if you don't connect and you don't give people the reason, like, you have to spoon feed people a little bit. Like, why do I care about this person right now? And so wrestling, I feel like, is, like, the like, top of that, where it's, like, if you don't care at all about these two people, then you're not going to care about the outcome of this match at all.
Yeah.
Like, you're just watching two people wrestle, and why does it matter?
Yeah. They're just getting sweaty in the ring for 45 minutes, and you're like, okay, sure. But then I have to be like, no, you don't understand. There's, like, a two-year story going here. This is the end.
Yeah, this is the lore.
Yeah.
You don't understand. This is the grand finale, and you're not excited. They're just like, okay. But that's why. You got to have – storytelling's important.
They are starting to look better, like, actual athletes. Back in the 90s, they're just like – You just got big shoulders, big arms, and a beer belly, bro. Like
Vince McMahon loves big, sweaty men. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, oh, God, he does. But now they're like, they're like chiseled. They look like they can
athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that Roman Reigns guy. Oh, my God.
It's so funny. When I first got into wrestling, the only thing my ex told me is like, all you got to know, you don't need to know anything, but we hate Roman Reigns. And I went, okay, sure. And then I slowly got over time. I was like, oh, he's the guy that always wins. Yeah. And he didn't earn it. There's this like famous promo where he says something about like, you're not even good, like suffering succotash. It's just, and then he says like, yeah, bet you didn't think I was going to say that. And it's like, dude, come on.
So he's cringy as
he
well.
He was cringy back then.
Yeah.
And then he went away. He was unfortunately diagnosed with leukemia in real life. He was like, I got it again. I have to go away. This happened in 2018.
Oh.
And like he went away and everyone was like, oh no, there's a real guy behind that. He comes back a year later, fully in remission. Like, thank goodness for him. He becomes like the greatest wrestler you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh. Something just changed during that time. And he became like, oh, we don't hate that guy anymore. We actively want him to like win and do well.
Yeah.
It was because he was the bad guy.
Yeah,
the bad guys always do so much better.
Yeah.
But it was like the coolest like transformation, because everyone was like, all you gotta know is we just hate that guy. He wins all the time. It's so undeserved. And then he came back and I was like, this is the coolest dude ever.
Yeah. Wow, what a cool story.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Like, man, especially because like it could have like taken you out of it. You know what I mean? Like somebody having like a real life thing happen to them.
Yeah.
It could have taken people out of like the immersion of like, oh, that is a real guy. Man, I like feel bad for hating him kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then he came back and kind of became the good guy, is what it sounds like.
No, he became so in wrestling, they're called heels. Like the bad guy is the heel.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to do that. Like he came back and you were like, something's different about him. That's a little weird.
Because
right before he left too, even before all the like diagnosis and everything, John Cena had been gone for a while.
Mm.
And he came back because Roman was doing bad in the ring. They demoted him from world champion to a United States champion at the time. And John Cena gets in the ring and literally just tears him to shreds and is like, I'm back because you can't do your job.
Damn.
They asked me to come back and tell you that you're not doing this right. And it was so devastating. You could tell, like, even Roman didn't know what to say. And so for him to leave after all that and then come back and he's like good on the mic, they put him with Paul Heyman, who's like his valet in the ring.
Oh.
So that Paul Heyman was always like, if you're with Paul Heyman, he's going to do all the talking for you.
Mm-mm.
So that became cool because then he formed this stable with all. There's something about Samoan wrestlers. Sorry, yeah. I'm getting really into it.
No, please.
Where
this is
great. They're always together. So Roman's whole thing is that like he's cousins with The Rock.
Yeah.
He's not actually cousins with The Rock,
yeah.
But they do it that way.
Okay.
But his other real life, like, family members are also in wrestling. So
okay.
They formed this stable called The Bloodline, and it became, like, this crazy cool thing where they're just going to the ring and they're beating everyone up.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, like, he just became the guy who's, he would say in the ring to his opponents, he's like, you need to acknowledge me.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Acknowledge me. And so people would just be like, acknowledge him. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. So, yeah, that was a good time.
Dang, I feel like I'm missing out on so much lore. Like, I love watching you, like, figure it out and talk about each piece and then jump from another story. I'm like, oh, this is really good. So, wait, do you cosplay at all, any of these?
I've always really wanted to, but they're... So the other thing about wrestling is that most of the wrestlers make their own costumes.
Right.
So they're like pretty intricate. And I'm like, how do you do that?
I don't.
What do you do? What is that? There's a wrestler. Her name's Asuka. She just retired ? I'm not sure if she actually retired or not. Everyone's just like, oh, that was sad. She lost to Io Sky. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just here. And she has on this like big kimono and she comes down with this like mask of like a demon on, and
ooh,
she like has all this cool face paint and she'll like spit blue mist into your face.
Whoa,
it's cool. So I've always really wanted to be her, but I'm just like, with what resources and with what time?
Yeah.
Or I could also be Rhea Ripley, because I think that would be cool.
Okay, there you go.
But she's also very intimidating. I don't think I got that dog in me.
No.
I don't think I could even pretend to have that dog in me.
No.
I
I'm not sure of that person, but I'll have to look them up afterwards.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. They do call her mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
M-A-M-I, mommy.
Mammy.
She is, God, who can I compare her to? Like, she belongs in, like, Mad Max. Like, you know, okay, that kind of yeah. like badass, yeah. you know, like, I don't know.
Her theme song's done by Motionless and White.
Yes.
So she's like that cool girl. Motionless and White came and did her theme to like walk her down the ramp in WrestleMania one time. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Right. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
So then you say that like, there's certain things like when it comes to like building and stuff that like you're not really sure like if you could build or make that. Like what are like your building? Like do you have any sewing skills? Like what do you?
Yeah. So growing up, my grandmother was a seamstress.
Oh,
so
wow.
there was always sewing in the house. Like she lived in the house with us. So like she would make cute little outfits for my Barbies and she made like sleeping bags and stuff. So it was always around the house. She wasn't the best teacher.
Oh.
But I picked up stuff here and there.
Yeah.
And then I went to art school to be a comic book illustrator. So I learned a bunch of stuff there just to work with textiles and stuff. Cause there was a class at one point where they were like, you can learn how to do stuff with neon lights. And I was like, that sounds like fun. I guess I'll do that. So I have all these little, oh, and my dad does construction work.
Mm,
he owns his own construction business. So I was always around like, you know, woodworking and like he does plumbing and electrician stuff. And like, so I have all these little tiny skills that I can put together to make my costumes. Do I feel like I'm the best at any of them? No, but I like just trying to see what works.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm crying all the way to the finish line, but I do make it work.
You're like, but I make it to the finish line.
Yeah, that's all that important. Matters. Do I have to drag myself there sometimes? Yes, but sure. it still happens.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm seeing like a cosplay mashup of like a franchise as wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like Gotham City Sirens would be cool as wrestlers.
That would
slap. Or like any Nintendo character would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing the possibilities.
Rhinestones everywhere.
Yeah.
It would be beautiful.
Oh, I'm here for a good rhinestone.
Yes.
Woo. Like the whole outfit, I'm like, ah, yes. So then you're a really big fan of it. When's the last time you went and saw wrestling like in person?
Last year, AEW did a pay-per-view downtown called AEW Revolution.
Mm.
Went there. It was probably one of the best pay-per-views I've ever been to until the main event. I walked outside and I turned on my phone. I had never done this because I was like, no one wants to hear my opinion about wrestling.
Mm.
Turned on my phone and went, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen at the main event after a 10-10 pay-per-view. And I just posted online thinking nothing of it. I woke up, 20,000 people had seen it, and there were a lot of opinions about what I had said. And I was like,
oh.
I don't know what to do with all of these opinions coming at me. And I was like,
wow,
maybe I don't do that again.
Yeah. Ooh. What platform was that on?
On TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. TikTok is the
the
cesspool of everyone's opinions.
Yeah. So a lot of people being like, you should just watch WWE. We don't want you here. Or like people being like, yeah, but also you're a girl. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
It's always like, you're what's wrong with wrestling. And we don't. It's just like, okay, I like the product, but sure.
You're like, dang. Yeah. Okay, I just had a thought. Pardon me for having a thought.
Yeah. So.
So like, there could be like a career for you in this though, in some sort of way. Like,
maybe.
Like, do you have like a YouTube channel or anything that's like dedicated to wrestling as like a fan?
No, I just every once in a while, like in my bio on Twitch, I'm like, I really like pro wrestling. So every once in a while, I didn't even know people read those things. I was just like,
yeah.
I'll just put, these are all fun facts about things I like.
Yeah.
I like anime and wrestling. And the occasional person will come in and be like, so what do you like about wrestling? And I'm like, oh, you have unlocked something. And now I'm going to derail the whole stream for about 45 minutes and you're going to listen.
Like tangent time activated.
So that's pretty much the only place that I do talk about wrestling for the most part. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to talk about it more.
Yeah.
Someone, maybe. I don't know.
I wonder though, like, because I don't know a lot about like pay-per-view, like rules and that kind of stuff. I know you can't like live stream those kinds of things. Because obviously like you pay per the view.
Right.
But like, I wonder if there's some market or like a platform where you like give your thoughts and your opinions on it without giving away too much of the outcome.
Yeah.
Because like, you clearly are very interested in it and you know a lot about it.
Too much.
No, not at all. This is exactly what the show is all about. But like, I could totally see you like running a separate like TikTok account or like maybe a separate Instagram where it's just your like, oh, I really like this, and this about this fight. Or like, do you know the lore about John Cena? Let me catch you up.
Like the time he canonically died for 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Like, I feel like you could literally make some, which in all your spare time, some platform where it's like you kind of explain wrestling to people that have like maybe never heard of the lore of certain performers.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just like breaking it down for people in general. Or like, oh, Do you feel like you'd be interested in wrestling? Do you like drama? Do you like, you know, you know, you could totally do that.
Yeah, I watch a couple of YouTubers that already do things like that. I watch a lot of Super Eye Patch Wolf, and he does like these 2-hour long exposés on like just one storyline. And I'm like, I'm in it. I already know everything you're going to say, but I can't wait to relive it. So I'm always curious if like there is like a need for more of that. And do I have anything meaningful to add to that? I don't know.
Well, I think so. Is there any other women out there doing it?
Not in that kind of way, from what I've seen. There's a lot of like, you know, women who post their opinions on what's going on just like TikTok. Like I follow a lot of those kind of creators, but in like a long form kind of way, I don't think so.
I think in a long form comment, being a woman and then going toe for toe with another guy that just like, yeah, well, you got knowledge, I got knowledge too, and like, looks, I'm pretty to look at. So here comes all of my freaking like, you know, subscribers and whatnot.
Pretty to look at and big brain. Let's go. You know, like
you're a threat to most men out there in that field. Trust me.
Yeah,
I sure hope I am, because sometimes I feel like I like it more than they do.
There you go. See.
Yeah.
Well, and then also I think like, even though, like, what is it that people say? Like, oh, the market's already oversaturated. Mm-hmm. But there's no such thing as you already existing there. And you could say that to anybody, where it's like there's always a different flavor and a different spin. Even if you're not adding straight facts to it, or you're not really, like, adding a lot to it, there's a way. You know, like, there's somebody out there who will appreciate the way you explain it to them. Okay. So,
yeah.
I'm always, like, a cheerleader for, like, helping other people, like, find, like, what their YouTube channel should be about. Because I love it. Like, to me, it's like, when I meet people that are passionate about something and they're not monetizing off it, I'm like, let's find a way for you to make money off of this thing you're interested in.
I mean, I would love to, so I'm not ever opposed to that.
Yeah.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do, but I have several YouTube channels.
Hey!
But one's for, like, Twitch VODs, and then one's for, like, edited Twitch content, and then the other one's for my cosplay. So I don't have anything that's just, like, hyper-specific niche like that.
Okay.
And also, does the world need a fourth YouTube channel for me? I don't know.
I mean, I got, like, 7, so...
Okay, then a fourth one is coming soon.
Yeah!
There you go.
I mean, obviously only if you want to. I think
I'm already talking about it anyway to anyone that will listen. So if people want to listen to me just aimlessly be like, listen, you gotta know why I love Sami Zayn, I'm ready to tell you.
Yeah, or, like, you could do a podcast about it.
Ooh.
You could do a podcast. Although I will say, like, I had no part in setting any of this up, so don't ask me any questions about the setup.
That's okay. I got an IT 0%. Guy that sets up all my stuff.
That's what there I do, too.
There I'm like, go. I don't know what's happening. I just show up and you go, don't touch this. And I go, okay.
Like, how do I start recording?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I barely know how OBS works anymore.
Same.
I'm learning that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm learning that right now.
I'm
going to start doing some other stuff that needs like the screen captioning of what I'm looking at.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
I have like a stream deck and like he set up all the buttons for me. And I'm like, I just have to boop, boop, boop. And I'm like, okay. If it all falls apart or he goes away forever for whatever reason, I am cooked. But
same.
We'll return to just like bad quality webcam and me trying my best.
Yeah, that's like where I'm at too. I'm not a tech person at all. Even my chat has like an inside joke when like something isn't working and I fix it, they're like, technician Dare is here. I'm like, yeah,
like it's a 5-minute adventure, but it takes like 35 minutes.
Yeah. It like a normal person that knows would be able to fix it very fast. Not the same for me.
Again, don't have that dog in me.
Yep, I too do not have that tech dog in me. But it's become a meme on my page, and it's glorious. I like being made fun of, though. I think it's great.
Bullying is integral to being online. So
yeah.
I mean, I dress like a bear and a bird. So
yeah.
I get it.
We put ourselves out there. And honestly, the more the people fight in the comments, the better the content.
Thanks for boosting the algorithm feed.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for people to bully me.
Really?
Bully me, God darn it.
I mean, we could start right now. I don't know what I'd say, but we could figure something out.
You're like, well, actually.
Yeah, bully me on my content. I could take it. I got some stuff I want to dish out on people.
And if not, I'll cry. And that's also content, turns out.
Yeah.
There is an alarming amount of people that just really want to watch you cry and be sad. And I'm like, that's weird, but thanks for being here, I guess.
Yeah. My views go way up whenever I'm upset about something in real life, and it's devastating. So yeah. I'm like, really?
Like, it devastates me seeing those. Before I was crying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you only interested in my stuff when I'm upset as a human? Yeah. Got it.
When no, you're so beautiful when there are tears covering your whole face.
when you're sad and you're crying, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, I cry like a child. I text you
immediately. I'm like, are you okay?
Snot everywhere. You're right? It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, like, the snot everywhere. My nose gets red. My eye. Like, it's just, it's a whole, like, and you can see it on my face. If I've been crying that day, it's, like, it's very apparent.
But waterproof makeup. Just, thank you.
I don't have any of it. You know, okay. I just let it all go.
It's waterproof. I'm like, oh, does it still look okay? And it's like, yeah, it does. I don't have to fix it. I can keep going.
You're like, perfect. Moving on. And yes. I'm just like, I embrace the ugly cry.
I just mute the mic now to blow my nose slightly off screen. And then I'm like, so anyway.
Like, I'm back.
I got raided last week mid-cry. And I was like, thank you so much for being here.
It's always the worst times. Or it's like right when you're about to end stream, you get raided and you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm here for another hour
now.
What
do I do with this? Yeah. Or you're like, you have plans in real life. And you're just like, well.
Let everyone know.
I gotta go. Like, ooh, thanks for being here. Follow if maybe you enjoyed the 30 seconds we hung out. It's a whole thing. Twitch is a whole nother beast that, like, anytime somebody asks me as, like, a normal human, like, oh, I've seen that, like, Twitch is doing really well for people. Should I do it? I'm like, do you have any tech experience? No. Do you live stream normally on other platforms? No. Do you have any interest live streaming on other platforms? No. But I want to be on Twitch. I'm like, I don't know that Twitch is made. Like, I think you should not. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's funny for me because, like, that was kind of how I felt where I was like, this is not for me. And my partner was like, no, I think you'd be good at it. You should just, like, try. And I was like, that sounds like the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And now it's 3 years later and it's my main source of income. And hey. I was like, I don't know how I fumbled into this, but I'm here now.
That's awesome.
So apparently I was a good, silly little fella and it all worked out.
Wait, so, like, what are the types of games you play on Twitch?
I love me some Dark Souls.
Okay.
That's my favorite go-to. It's so funny because everyone's like, that's your comfort game? And I'm like, yeah.
That's
my stressed out game, right?
I feel so zen getting my butt beat in a fight over and over again. I'm like, let's do it again. I have a very, like, in a Galaxy Quest kind of way, like, never give up, never surrender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I gotta beat the game. It will not defeat me. This is my white whale now, whatever the new boss is. I do play a lot of Dark Souls and FromSoft content, but I think what really, like, my community likes is Nintendo.
Okay, yep, so
I play
that's
a lot of Nintendo.
Yeah.
Mario Kart World, not good at it, but people sure love to come and make sure that I'm not in the top 10.
yeah. So. I feel that. I haven't played the new Mario Kart in a while, but I have the wheel, like the whole rig, still in a box, and I need to actually commit one day and do it because the community wants to play. They want to run me over.
Wow.
They want to, like, beat me to a pulp in this game, and I will totally let them, but I just haven't had any time for a community night, and it's embarrassing.
Dude, trust me, I'm still, like, I need to get a PS5. I have a PS4, and everything's...
The controller for the PS5 is just so much better.
I heard.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I heard
the best part of having one.
Yeah.
My roommate has one and he's on it. He's playing Red Dead Redemption. He's doing the whole darn,
Red Dead 2?
Yeah.
One of the greatest games ever made.
It's great. It's great. I borrowed it from my producer and I'm like, hey, you like Westerns? When you check this out.
I love cowboys.
Now he's
That's why I got on my cowboy shirt. Anxious millennial cowboy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool games on PS5 that I'm like, this is what will attract people. Like if I started Twitch right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Just like this Marvel Rival stuff. It looks cool, but to me that's like, it's too much crap going on one screen. I don't know how.
Team-based games are not my bread and butter.
No.
Same. Yeah.
I feel so bad because I'm like, I don't know that I trust other people to play the game with me. I can't be on a team.
I used to play
competitive.
Among Us. Do you remember that during the pandemic?
Oh, yeah.
And what would happen is that everybody would join in, and anytime I was the imposter, I would instantly get voted out because people would watch and cheat. So it's like,
okay.
I now like don't play that game at all on stream, which, one, it's not popular anymore, so, like,
who
cares?
No.
But, like, even during the pandemic when it was popular, I chose to not play it because it's like it ruined the fun of the game for me because I would always get sussed out before I even got to like lie or do anything. Yeah. Like it was very frustrating. But we play Repo. That's kind of like the new fun. Oh, it's so cute with like the little robots and like all the scary things.
I like Peek and stuff like that.
Yeah, Peek is fun too.
That one's also like you can be mean to your friends, but you're not going to win if you do that. So exactly. There's a little bit more cooperation in that game. I'm like, okay, I can get down with this. Yeah. No one's trying to intentionally throw me off a cliff. And if they do, they will res me at the top. So it's okay.
It all works out in the end. Yeah, but exactly. Then they got to carry you, essentially.
Yeah. Mm. And then I'm a ghost. And it's like, oh, you really want me yelling at you while you try to play the game? You don't want that. You're going to keep me alive.
You're like, not for you. So then do you play a lot like with your moderators or do you play just with anyone? Or
my partner is one of my moderators. Gotcha. So, but not that he pays attention to anything.
not even really moderating. Just, sometimes, you know.
He's there. He's in chat. He's very attentive. But then it's like, oh, you don't know what's going on in the game at all, huh? Because sometimes I'll play Dark Souls. He's like, I don't know what you're doing. I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? I've played this game like 6 times. What do you mean you don't know where I am? But yeah, so, and my other moderator was just like a community member before.
That's all mine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but they're, you know, like, they want me to succeed. So, like, everyone has said my part. He's very good. I love him very much. And he's my IT guy. He does, like, all of my, like, day-to-day, like, planning with me to make sure, because I am just a silly little fella that doesn't know how to organize. And he's like, I got this. Don't even worry.
Aww. But
video games, he's like, he doesn't care about stories.
Oh, interesting. So
he's just like, whatever's going on, you're playing the game. And I'm very happy for you. And I'm like, thanks. But like my other moderators, yeah, they're like super into it. Like they know the stories and what's going on. So like we all work together as like a good team, I think.
Mm-hmm. I love stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's the point of a video game then if, like, the story means nothing to you?
Me and my partner during the pandemic were playing Skyrim.
I've never played that.
We were taking turns and whatnot. I'm the same character, and then she started her own character. But it was fun, you know? We're just we're like, basically, she's my co-pilot, and then I'll be her co-pilot. And
yeah, exactly.
We're just trying to get through the thing together. And it was really cool.
The last game that we played together was Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Oh.
That game is so short, it took us like a year and a half.
That game is so short, it is beautiful.
It's so good. I haven't played Spider-Man 2 yet, so I don't know if that's any good. I
want to play that so bad.
But I have it, so eventually, hopefully, maybe.
What system is it on?
PS5.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, I have a PS5, but I've never played it.
Is it like YouTube machine?
What do you mean?
Like you just watch YouTube on it.
Oh. No,
that's what my PS4 became at the end, where I was just like, and I turn on YouTube this way.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's just sitting in my living room.
How much you want for it?
Collecting dust.
How much you want
for it? I paid somebody like top dollar for it when they were in high demand.
They still are, aren't they? They're like $600?
Yeah, they're still really expensive, but you can walk into any Best Buy right now and get them.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's been like over what? I don't know how many years, and it's still $600. Usually they'll be dropping by now.
Especially when the RAM's new system. So expensive. That, damn. Yeah. I know my whole PC needs like an upgrade, but like all the parts are so expensive right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
We just upgraded one of our computers, and it was like $900 for RAM, whereas that would have been like $200 a couple of months ago. And I'm like,
you're like, how desperate.
Yeah.
But if it's your main source of income, then you kind of have to be on top of it.
And I did, but like,
it pays for itself.
Wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, this is what we're doing. Okay.
So do you stream like every day then? Or?
I stream Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Wow. Yeah. So you stream a lot.
I do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like, so for me, streaming is kind of like the bottom of the barrel thing. It's like I do it when I have time, when it's like fun for me. But man, committing that much to it.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Because you really enjoy it.
I have a great time doing it. It was definitely one of those things where it was like, if I do more than 5 hours, I also have lupus. So a lot of my time is just, I'm tired and need a nap and my bones hurt, which is awesome. Loved going to the doctor and having them be like, yeah, you can't go out in the sun.
I was
like, that explains a lot about my life. I'm not supposed to be in the light.
Wow.
So being able to like stay at home and just go to my computer and like play a game and like build a community has been really nice, because it also helps me like not get too tired in my own body, which does happen a lot. But, I don't know that I would like to stream more than I already do. It's exhausting. You wouldn't think like, oh, you just turn on the camera and you play a game. Like, it must be easy. No, it's not. Yeah. It's a lot of talking and like having to remember a bunch of things. Am I in the camera okay? Like, is the lighting all right? Is everybody happy? What, like, it's just so, there's so much management that goes into streaming that it's a lot. It's probably the hardest job I've ever had, which sounds so silly because I worked for like Mattel at one point.
But, oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. I've had a lot of interesting jobs throughout my life, but streaming is, and I guess it's because it's content creation. Like, it's really strenuous. You're doing it 24/7. Even when I'm not streaming, I still have to think about the stream.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Because it's like an entertainment sort of, like, well, it is an entertainment wheelhouse, like venue, but also it's like streaming is all happening in that moment. So it's not like, it's not like YouTube where you can like edit it and like fix it or like go and refilm something. It's like you have to constantly be entertaining. You're like a one woman show.
Yeah.
While trying to like react to things. And like you said, like reading everything, it's like an ADHD nightmare. And then people get mad when you don't read what they write. And it's like,
I'm so upset. It's a running joke that I can't read in my chat. So I'm like, there's so, despite the fact that I feel like I have a small community, there's, it's still a lot of people typing all at once.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I have to read all of that and make sure that I said it right. I found out like a week ago, I've been saying a guy's name wrong for months.
No.
He finally was like, hey, that's not my name, by the way. And I was like, why? It's been like 4 months, dude. And you're telling me right now, I look like a fool. And he's like, no, I thought it was funny.
It's
like,
oh no.
Then why did you say anything?
Don't feel bad. I'm queen of reading everybody's handles wrong on Twitch. It's like, I win that award because I have dyslexia. So it's like,
oh, okay.
I will find some weird way because the names are all mashed together. Yeah. So I'll like come up with other words that like, it's not even there, and then they'll be like, it's literally like Luke, you know. And I'm like, oh man, my bad. Like, it happens, and I don't take any of it personally anymore. I'm just like, well, I'm dyslexic, so the fact that I even tried to read it is good on me.
I have a new one. His name's Feet Lover.
Okay, great.
And I'm like, I wish everyone's names were just that easy to say.
Right.
He's like, I get banned everywhere. And I was like, your name's hilarious to me, and I can read it. So it works out.
Like, you can stay.
Yeah, pretty much.
To me, it's more about if they're creepy or not. Like, if they come in and they're like,
yeah, if you're a creepy, weird guy,
yeah,
go away. Goodbye.
Like, get out of here.
That's what the monitor is for.
Yeah.
Exactly. So do you want to tell everybody like where they can find you on Twitch and all the socials?
All of my socials are LinksyCat. You can find me basically everywhere at LinksyCat. That's my whole brand.
That's awesome that you got your name everywhere. I'm always jealous of people that get that.
If it had been Linksy like I wanted, would have been harder, but I had been calling myself LinksyCat for like, I don't know, since I was like 20, so it kind of worked out where I was like, okay, I got it everywhere already. Just built my brand into something I was already doing. It was great. But,
exactly. Yeah. It naturally happened that way.
Twitch.tv/LinksyCat. You can come watch me probably right now.
Yeah, go check her out. And then also, Cosmo, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
The Cosmo Network on YouTube and Cosmo666 on Instagram and the Cosmo Network on Instagram and Cosmo Tyson on TikTok.
There you go. And obviously you guys know where to find me. But before you click away from this episode, don't go too far because we actually have a Patreon episode coming right on up from all of the questions. I also want to take a second to thank all the patrons. We have so many of you that have been subscribing onto the Patreon for a very, very long time. If you are considering joining, just become a free member. We're so close to hitting 2,000 free members. Not 2,000 free, but 2,000 in total members. So it'd be really cool if you came and joined us, the Lulu Canoe Pod. /Patreon. I'll leave the proper thing down below. Again, I'm dyslexic. Ha ha hee hee. Chompy will put that down below for us. And also don't forget we are doing our complaint box episode, so get your complaints in so that way we can read them and judge you for your complaints. But don't forget everybody to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye.